This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis is proposing a suite of new tax credits to discount new electric cars, bikes, and lawnmowers. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The governor announced the incentives as an amendment to his proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The $120 million program asks lawmakers to boost Colorado's electric vehicle tax credit from $2,000 to $5,000, and it offers anyone $500 off the purchase of a new e-bike and a 30% discount on electric lawn equipment.
Very excited about the opportunity to sort of jumpstart and accelerate Colorado's progress on clean air and climate goals with a tax relief package.
The governor says the state can't afford the rebates after a better-than-expected budget forecast. It still needs to win approval at the state legislature, which reconvenes later this month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A recent study has named Boulder one of the top cities in the U.S. for the arts. Southern Methodist University in Dallas says its study looked at mid-sized metro areas. The Arts Vibrancy Index ranks Boulder among the top 1% in how many arts organizations there are in the city overall, with strengths in cultural and entertainment firms. Sikhs in Colorado are working on a project to collect and preserve their history in the state. Noreen Singh is leading the project and says she's learning a lot about her community and about her father's history. He is one of the highest ranking Sikhs to serve active duty with a turban in the U.S. Army.
It has been cool to hear his history because every time he says it, I always pick up on new things that I didn't know before. We pulled out the old scrapbooks and old, you know, military records of his. It was really cool to dig back and always pull the layers of his story that I may have never even heard, even growing up with him.
The project is funded by a $50,000 grant through History Colorado's State Historical Fund. This is CPR News and KRCC.